And right now, that means it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Boy, folks, did I get an irate phone call yesterday afternoon?
I called Pat and I said, when are these temperatures ever going to get above 50 degrees? Yesterday, once again, it was the upper 40s, cloudy and just plain terrible.
Well, we're hoping for low 60s today, but it's going to be cloudy. But we're hoping for the wind to turn around to the southeast. So that should help. I know. Well, you know what? Why not make it four in a row? That's the way I look at it. I know it is going to rain tonight and only in the low 50s overnight. That rain's going to end tomorrow morning. And look at this. Marshall is going to be one smiling man tomorrow. The sun's coming out of tomorrow afternoon approaching 80 degrees. All right. Now, you know what he's saying right now, folks? He's saying, seeing is believing.
It's feeling is believing.
Yeah, right.
Remember Morris Albert? Feeling.
Yes.
What a horrible song that was.
Well, it should be warm. It should be the best part of the weekend because Sunday, cloudy, showers or rain developing, low 60s, and then showers and thunderstorms on Monday with a high of 70. They have the Boston Marathon on Monday, and it doesn't look too good at all.
But. All right. Now, Pat O'Connell, my good buddy, he's got they've got a game on Saturday in New Rochelle, Saturday night, and then they've got a doubleheader starting at 1 o'clock on Sunday in Eastchester.
Well, Saturday night, they're fine.
Yep.
A Sunday, what time is the game starting at Eastchester? 1?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. It's light rain and drizzle. I don't think it's going to be any kind of heavy rain, but it's certainly not going to be, you know, nice. It's going to be unpleasant.
All right. Well, so there you go, Pat. So that's what to go on there. Yeah. So now that we're through the week and everybody got the temperatures wrong for this area for the last 4 days. I mean, the National Weather Service was. I sent them emails and I never heard back. At least I hear back from you. National Weather Service must think I'm a nut.
Well, I mean, their forecast really was it just never worked. The cloud cover was just horrendous. You know, and I mean, yesterday, if you were in New Hampshire, you didn't see a cloud in the sky. You know, same for Maine, but that's them. That's not us. And that cloud deck yesterday morning was over us and was supposed to move south instead of move north. But Marshall called me, he's already back up to Vermont. And that was all because of the big storm that was in the Plain States.
Now, did they get as much snow as everybody said they would?
They sure did. Right. Parts of South Dakota, 25 inches. Drifts up to 4 feet. All right. The National Guards have been called in Minnesota to help there. A lot of power outages. Roads are terrible. So it was a very, first of all, it was a costly storm. When you think about what this is going to cost in damages, forget about it. And number two, it was historical. There's no doubt about it.
Do you think we'll see the president fly out there and take a look at the damage?
You had to ask me that.
No, he won't.
It's a Friday. Doesn't he belong in Florida?
He's going to Mar-a-Lago.
To play golf?
Check out the damage that they had from Chinese women invading with hard drives.
Exactly, right, exactly. Well, anyhow, we won't get on that topic.
No.
Yes.
Go on, no, you're next.
I was going to say, so now I was asking Marshall off the air about sending files, and he said, you know, just use the Google Drive. And I thought about that. I don't know how secure it is, but obviously you set it up with passwords. Now, I have no idea how you get your forecast from my Google Drive. Do you have to issue a password to get into
the initial
Google Drive?
The first time, yes. The first time, yes.
Okay, first time. So when now I do have a Google Drive set up.
You could do it Google Drive. You could also do it Dropbox, because Dropbox, you assign somebody to receive it and their name and everything like that, and then they have to sign into that box.
Is it secure?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's as secure as any internet transaction is today. Yes, it's got protections. Can somebody, if they want to really get into anything that we do, they can. You have to remember that, Pat. Nothing is more than, I would say, 75% secure. You have to
understand. Do you think that the Google Drive is more secure than Dropbox?
I think they're both the same. Because,
they're both the same.
Yeah. Google Drive, you have to assign the Google Drive for somebody to get it. And nobody else can just jump in on it.
Right.
And, like, I can't go to that Google Drive, what you send me.
Right.
Is what you send me. I can't edit it or anything like that. So it's safe the way you've got it set up. It'll be safe to use it with them. Absolutely.
Okay, but you can't edit it. You can't edit the forecast.
Once I download it, I can.
Oh.
But on the site, I can't. All I can do
I see what you downloaded. You can't.
All I can do is download it. That's it. I can't do anything else with it. Then whatever I do from there on my computer, it's done. And that will be the same way for what you're talking about.
Okay.
The person gets those files. They download them. They fix them up, boom, put them back up, and send them to you. And then you download them. You know what I mean? And save them.
Okay. So if my accountant does not have a Dropbox, the first thing they have to do is get one.
You can assign, no. You can assign them to log into your Dropbox. They don't have to get Dropbox. Once you send them an email with a link to that box,
right,
they have access to it.
I have no idea how to do that.
Well, maybe I can show you that if we get some time. I'll show you how to do that. It's not that hard to do.
It's not that hard to do. Okay, that's good. Because that's the problem. I told you they wanted to charge her and myself $25 per month to use their portal. So she would pay $25, I'd pay $25. $50 a month to use their portal.
How many times a month would you use it?
Once.
Just once?
Once.
If you really feel security is a big portion of it, then it's worth it.
Right.
Because when you use somebody else's portal, it's their security, and if something gets lost, that they have to come up with it. So if you're really, really concerned about security, somebody's own personal portal is more secure than Google for one reason. People like to attack and hack big companies like Google and people like to attack big companies. That's why we have our own server for our on-demand, and we have our own server for our own email. If somebody wants to attack us, they can attack us and get through because they're good. But they're not looking for people, small things. They're looking for big businesses.
Yeah, I gotcha. I think I'm going to suggest to her that we try doing this through the program's own email.
Yeah.
Because you can do it. There's just been some foul ups.
Yeah.
So we could try doing that. And if that doesn't work, I think recording it onto a thumb drive and just exchanging it, bringing it to her and bringing it back is the way to go.
Yeah, you can do that too, absolutely. That's the most secure way to do it.
Most secure, yep. Yeah. Aside from that, that's it. I go to your favorite place tomorrow, Toyota, in the morning. I don't know whether or not I'm going to be working out with a new Highlander, but I'll let you know on Monday. And then off to the accountant, by the way, tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night.
You're not going to buy out and keep the Highlander you have, right?
No, I'm returning it back in. Okay. You know, anybody who my Highlander is 3 years old, it's got soup to nuts in it. I have exactly 21,000 miles on it.
Yeah, my car. I'm going to turn it in March, and right now I have 19,000 miles. So I have about 23,000 miles on that when I turn it in. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not turning it in until next year.
Not till March of next year, yeah.
Right, yeah. So look, this is 3 years old, 21,000 miles. That's not a lot of mileage at all.
Yeah, mine will be right around 22,000 miles when I hit the 3-year mark. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Make a good used car for somebody.
It sure is. So we'll see what happens. I'll let you know, and I'll be here on Monday with an umbrella.
Do that. Now, if you get a new one, get a black one, black on black.
I have black now.
Oh, well, then get a white on white one. They're really nice. Okay. All right. Goodbye.
Thanks, Marshall.
Bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the forecast.